If you're looking for an indoor escape from the dreary weather, two film festivals are being held in different parts of the state this weekend. Both festivals feature films that will be making their debut in the Mountain State. The Appalachian Queer Film Festival begins today in Lewisburg and runs through Sunday. The festival's co-founder and director, Tim Ward, says all of the films are being shown in West Virginia for the first time this weekend. He says the goal of the festival is to break down stereotypes about the gay and transgender community and broaden minds across Appalachia. One of the films Ward is most excited about is called Tangerine. It was shot using only a smartphone and an $8 app.
You wouldn't know it to look at the film itself. You wouldn't have no idea that it was shot on an iPhone, which is really, really cool. The film is about transgender sex workers in LA, and kind of follows their story.
Ward says one of the film's actresses and a producer will hold a Q&A session after its screening, which begins at 8 p.m. on Friday. Another option for moviegoers this weekend is the West Virginia Filmmakers Festival. Hosted at the Elk Theater in Sutton, the festival begins Friday and ends Sunday. One of this year's highlights is the film Huntington's Dance. West Virginia native Chris Furby shot and directed the film over a span of 18 years as he documented his mother's struggle with Huntington's disease.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary neurological disorder that affects the central nervous system.
Furby was diagnosed with the disease himself and has since become active in raising awareness about Huntington's. He says he hopes his film sheds some light on some of the misconceptions surrounding the disease, both nationally and in West Virginia. He says police often mistake Huntington's symptoms as a sign someone is inebriated.
They have a lot of involuntary movements. So, yeah, you're walking down the street and police see you. And if they don't know about Huntington's disease or they don't know you, then they basically pull over people and arrest them for being drunk. And the reality is, you know, they're not.
Huntington's Dance will be screened at 12:15 p.m. on Sunday at the Elk Theater. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright.